You learn just one thing, and that's the browser, quipped Bill Gates while showcasing the then-upcoming Windows 98. Microsoft's empire had been built piecemeal, software languages here, DOS and Windows there, Office and a software ecosystem tying it all together. And now in 98, they were suddenly threatened by the web. The earliest web apps promised you could run anything, anywhere. A browser, not the latest operating system, was all you'd need. Ignoring the web wasn't possible. Microsoft's infamous embrace, extend, extinguish philosophy would have to work instead. So they acquired Hotmail, one of the first web apps in 1997, and built the web so deeply into Windows 98, the US government would maintain they were building a monopoly. Gates correctly recognized that browsers were the last app we'd learn to use, that so much of the software to come would be browser-based SaaS. Yet somehow, I think it's unlikely he would have imagined that decades later, a browser would be all you'd need to run Windows 98. Or at least, a copy of its most memorable features. We run everything in the browser today, Slack and Figma and Superhuman and Airtable and Google Docs and so many of the other tools that make today's work happen. So why not run Windows in the browser too? That, in part, was the idea that got Control-Z and their fellow students to painstakingly recreate Windows of the 90s in the browser with their Windows 96 project. It's a passion project that lets you relive some of your formative computing memories. And it all started with a chance encounter. Back in 2016, I saw the Ubuntu online tour, wrote Control-Z, before coming across the Windows 93 online desktop the following year. I was fascinated with the concept of running a web desktop inside the browser, they told me, even if these earlier attempts were mostly non-functioning demos. So Control-Z set out to build their own web desktop. Unlike so many of the other web desktops, including Microsoft's own Live Mesh, Control-Z's project wouldn't try to imagine what the future could look like and rethink how a desktop could look if it lived in the browser. Instead, they set out to recreate computing's past in a brand new way. And so, hand-me-down MacBook Pro in hand, Control-Z started coding, first a Windows XP-style web desktop built with static images in 2017, before moving on to a Windows 10-style UI in 2018. But newer didn't make it better. I wasn't happy with the way it looked, said Control-Z. So I eventually settled for a 98-style interface in early 2019, when I decided to go ahead and make something of it. Soon enough, they and a team of student friends had recreated the operating system they'd first used in their school's aging computers, rebuilt using the latest web tech. I'm compelled to say it's magic, replied Control-Z when I asked them how they got so many things to work in their browser OS. But really, it's a combination of WebAssembly and also intense problem solving. It took a month for them to build a file system that runs in the browser, something Control-Z is especially proud of. While UTF-4096, another team member, is still working to build an AirDrop-style peer-to-peer tool to share files between Windows 96 users. It's really about knowledge of available JavaScript APIs and finding ways to apply them to implement concepts found in contemporary operating systems, said Control-Z. And there's an ecosystem of open source that makes Windows 96 possible to build today. They have JS DOS powering Doom and other classic games. Visual Studio Code's editor powers the Monaco code editor that runs in Windows 96. And even an upcoming Linux-based installable version of Windows 96 may come soon, complete with a C and C++ SDK. And so came together what Weston CB on Hacker News called the nicest one of these I've ever seen, a web OS that seems to actually work in a non-superficial way. It's basically Windows running in your browser. There's the familiar start menu, along with Windows themes from 98 to XP's Greens to Vista's Glass. There's a terminal, a file explorer, text and code editors, even an app store with games and tools to install, something Windows 98 never had. It'll even blue screen if you click the right thing, complain about DLL errors, and fail to activate if you try to do so. It's a time capsule of computing and a showcase of what's possible with today's technology. And it all started with a simple idea. Make a web OS which can store files and run reasonably complex applications in an efficient way, while also being based on a familiar user interface that people understand. It's that combination of technology and nostalgia that, in a roundabout way, managed to fulfill what Gates envisioned when launching the original Windows 98, a world where the browser is the only app you'd ever need. And Windows 96 somehow manages to be less glitchy than its near namesake, the one that a USB printer and famously gave a blue screen of death when Bill Gates was originally demoing Windows 98 on stage. So now, if you're curious, you can go to windows96.net and relive what Windows used to be like in your browser. It's pretty much everything you'd remember: a start menu, a taskbar, windows you can drag around, a file menu, a file explorer. All that built by a team of students trying to prove what they could create in a browser. And that is the Windows 96 story.